There's a life in the big city question. Where do you stay when your apartment is being fumigated? Hotels can be pricey. Friends get tired of pulling out their couch for you. There's always IKEA. Mark Malkoff, a comedian in New York, called the IKEA in Paramus, New Jersey, and asked if he could stay in their store while his apartment was being fumigated. They said yes. Mr. Malkoff has been there all week. He joins us from what department?
I'm just right now in the bedroom sets. I have my own bedroom set, so I'm in the bathroom that doesn't work.
What do you do about, bathroom stuff?
Bathroom stuff is tough. I go to the where all the other customers do. Everything is fake. The washer, dryer, toilet, two sinks, microwave. I can't make cookies in my oven. That's fake, too. So it's really nice to look at, but it's all fake.
How do you order your day?
I get up, I put on my bathrobe, and I walk through customers to get something to eat. So I sit in the cafeteria. Customers just kind of stare and point.
In your bathroom?
Yes, I'm in my bathroom in my pajamas, and then I head back to a shower that they set up for me.
My memory of the cafeteria, I actually had some of the Swedish meatballs there. They good?
The Swedish meatballs are a staple of IKEA. Unfortunately, I've been a vegetarian since I was a little kid, so IKEA is working on the first ever tofu meatball. And I think they should name it the Mark Malkoff.
By the way, there's a small child behind you that either is caught in an escalator or is throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, that's the thing about living here. It's constantly people are all around me, and there's people are going through my bedroom, going through drawers that don't know I live here, and then they see my boxer shorts.
Are you alone at night?
I am with my security guard, Jarvis. He's not my security guard, but he's the store security guard. So when no one's here, we've been rollerblading, playing laser tag. We had a grocery cart race the other day that he won. You have to remember that the fluorescent lights here are on in my bedroom set about 21 hours throughout the day. The lights actually come on at 4:15 a.m. The construction normally begins around, 6 a.m., people building furniture and sets about 20 feet from here. So, I put earplugs in, but it still isn't really helping me sleep.
What's your Guide Michelin rating for the IKEA in Paramus?
I think this place is incredible. I mean, every night when people are leaving at 10 o'clock, I get on the PA system, and they let me make whatever announcement I want. Normally, I say this is the king of IKEA, Mark Malkoff. Please get out of the store. I want to go to sleep.
And you'll be moving out at midnight Saturday.
I'm moving midnight. I might crash with you. I hope that's okay with
you
and your loved ones.
My wife and children. We'll leave a key under the door, Matt, all right?
Okay, I love it. It was so nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Mark Malkoff speaking from the IKEA store in Paramus, New Jersey. To see video of his IKEA adventures, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.